It's 18 minutes past 8 o'clock on a Tuesday, and the plumbing boss, Barry Chapman, is back in the hot seat. Welcome to you, Barry. And to talk about the hot seat, you've been in a very chilled, freezing Camberg. The pictures that you brought back, extraordinary, -6 degrees.
Yeah, it's nice to be back on the coast, eh? You know, when it's cold here, it's 12 degrees and we're freezing. I went up there to go and do a gas installation for a little cottage, and rectification of a septic tank.
And that was a success, despite the freeze.
It was actually amazing. I went up there on Thursday, early morning. I left here at about 3 o'clock in the morning. I got there on Thursday, and we started straight away. We had the farm that had brought in a couple of staff to assist me, and off we went. And the staff worked there with their standard little times, but I was there all by myself, so I just carried on working. I took my dogs up with me, so keep me some company. And I was working probably 14, 16 hours in the day just to get it done, because I had nothing else to do.
And then from there, you went to Johannesburg to collect these very special geysers that we discussed a while back. Let's talk about those.
Yeah, so the IHP, it's an integrated heat pump. It's they've now finally in stock in South Africa. They are, this is a 200 litre, which has its LOA, its letter of authority. The 300 litre very, very shortly will have its letter of authority from.
What does that mean?
So it's from the official bodies that give it the ability to be sold in the South African market legally. So it's been through all its testings and its SABSs and all of those things. And now it has that letter of authority to say, big tick, everything is right here. You may now sell this to the South African market.
Wow. So these geysers are game-changing because they save a fortune when it comes to electricity.
100%.
There is going to be, no doubt, a huge demand. It's new technology, but very proven, very exciting. You haven't installed one yet, have you?
No, I have. So I... they brought in their first batch last year, and they didn't expect them to move as quickly as they did, and they sold out. It took them 3 months to get the other order from the manufacturers overseas on the ships and back into South Africa. So the item is designed in SA, but components of it are built around the world, assembled in China, and then shipped across. And from a 200 liter water heater, it uses 650 watts worth of electricity per hour to heat up that water. I did a test myself. We had a water heater, one of those that we installed. It was 25 degrees temperature when I turned it on, and I set it at 60 degrees, and it took an hour and 20 minutes for it to heat that water up to its set temperature, which a standard 200 liter geyser is going to be about an hour. So it wasn't that much longer for 1/8 of the power consumption that it's using.
So the real advantage is that it uses very little electricity, which, as the price of electricity continues to climb, is going to be more and more attractive. The one drawback is that it has to be mounted externally. Is that right?
So it's a vertically mounted unit. External is better because the more ambient air temperature it gets, the better. We actually installed one for a client inside his garage, but he had a monstrous solar system inside his garage that heated up his garage.
Oh.
So the two balanced each other out. So the IHP used the warm air from the solar system and its byproduct coming out of it is cold air. So it actually ended up
cooling
down the garage a little bit, and they kind of leveled off each other, you know, working optimally. So yeah, there is an application for it to be installed indoors, but it needs to be very well ventilated.
And it's available, these geysers are available currently through Chapman Plumbing.
100%.
Wow. Well, that's exciting news. That's really good news.
So all 10 that we brought down have been sold.
Oh, no. That's not good news.
But we can get our hands on more very quickly.
Then it is good news.
Yeah. So perfect. Yeah. I mean, we, with regards to the traveling, the Camberg exercise, we will travel for anywhere for any of our clients. It was absolutely magnificent, that place. We had a couple of runaway fires as well while we were there, up in the Isimvelo part of the mountains. And it was quite spectacular watching them for 6 or 7 hours just burning away into the night. It's quite intimidating when you see how little you are.
Well, fire in that kind of environment is a constant. I wonder who's trying to phone me on my... I get into trouble when this phone rings because I've got Led Zeppelin's Lead Break from Stairway to Heaven as a ringtone. And I don't know, that's off now. And my beloved wife is going to give me a hard time. I can't. Don't tell me, I know. Yeah, so fire is a frightening... It's a terrifying force. It absolutely is. And you're quite right. We have very little... As a frail human form, a carbon-based creature that protects us from that kind of thing. And, you know, looking at the magnificence of the mountains and the wonders of nature, it's very much part of the cycle. We just get in the way, I think, some of the time.
No, 100%. So basically, yeah, to wrap up this fantastic Tuesday morning, nice and warm, guys, give us a shout. We'll help you out wherever you are, whatever you need. We provide the service for you. Traveling is not an issue at all. And we do gas.
Do you do gas installations?
Yes.
Is that a new addition to...
For about 2 years now, but I haven't really marketed it. I've just done it as a value add for my clients.
Oh, wow. So the Chapman Plumbing legend continues to grow, which is marvelous. Congratulations, I believe, are in order. You've won the Best of Bolito in the plumbing category. Is it the first time?
No. So it is now the third year running.
So you never give any other bloody oak a chance.
No, well, at the end of the day, I've got to give a big shout out to my staff, first off, for everything that they do, keeping on top of the game, and then to my customers for being so damn amazing.
And as one of them, thank you, I'll take that. You guys did a super job on my geezer the other day. It was exactly as you described, just wasn't supplying enough hot water. And, that's not cool on a cold winter's night.
Definitely not.
But it's all working beautifully now, and thanks to your team. Amazing. I didn't even know that they'd been. It was like the fairies in and out. Wonderful. So, Barry Chapman, if you have a plumbing issue of any description, the geezer specialists, the drain specialists, and the plumbing guys, they also do gas. And award-winning, quite rightly so, because they are very, very good at what they do. And Barry will be back in a week's time for another plumbing-related chat. Always fun. Thanks, Barry.
Thank you very much. And cheers, man.
Morning show continues.